Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio for Monday, February 8th, 2010. I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming to you live from Kansas City, as I'll be doing every Monday at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We got a fantastic show for you this evening, and the subject is going to be, why do men want to sleep in the bed but don't want to marry one? We'll be discussing that tonight. We'll be talking about it. As all, we get people to call in and get their opinions. The number is 347-215-8539. Yes. Had a good day today. While we're waiting on some calls to come in, we're going to talk about a little bit of events that are coming up with We're Sexy. Got some new books coming out this year, some good titles. Scandalous Motives has been doing pretty well. Books have been selling well, and people have been enjoying the books. We just want to get people to enjoy what they want to read about. That is about sex. What else? Okay. Subject, like I said, there's this great subject that men always want to get a freak, take her home, enjoy her, do things with her. But then when it's time to get married, it seems that they don't want that freak anymore. They want her to be the Christian lady, that one woman who doesn't do all those crazy things that the freak used to do. So we wonder, what is it? Why is it? Why do men want that? So call me, 347-215-8539. Let's talk about it. Yeah. Yeah, I tell you, I got some new stuff coming up. I'm writing this book now called Closet Freak, for those who have that freak in them. You know, they want to bring that out, and you know, everybody has that. They just try to act like they don't. But you know, it's one of those things where, we try to act a certain way in front of everyone else, and then when we get behind closed doors, it's a whole different story. Well, this book is going to show you about a subject of someone who is in that aspect and who is in that way, and how it's going to backfire on them. So, also, we got the book that everybody has been waiting on that I just finished, called Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel, The Origin of Tangi Lorie. This story is going to give you all the background of Miss Lorie. If you read the Scandalous Motives series, you understand that she was the billionaire diva that was in that book. And she will definitely be explained in this book here. It will go back in her background and go back in her history and she'll tell you how she became the diva she is. And we will go through that. So, but we're definitely happy about that. So we're going to do what we have to do. We will continue on tonight with our show as we wait on callers. Or you can email me at urbanerotic@gmail.com. And you can bring your questions to me, and I can bring them to you as we go through. Like I said, Word Sexy Radio is going to be here. It's going to be here for a while. It's going to be every Monday, 10 o'clock Central Time in the evening. And we'll discuss whatever subjects that you let me know that you want to talk about, as well as bring you all the new data and things that's going on with the Scandalous Motors series and any other books that are coming out. Me. And we're going to also have some interviews from other authors. We're going to have some of my friends and colleagues come on, and some poets and different folks that want to, just come on and give their side of the story. And that's what we do. So, just to get that thing out about the why do men want a freak in the bed but don't want to marry one. You know, that's one of those subjects that is very intriguing to me. If somebody can give me the answer to that, I'd be happy to get that. It'd be good to know that secret. So, callers need you to call in so we can get your opinion as we go on. While we're waiting, we're going to play a little bit of smooth jazz, get you going a little bit, get you into the subject of wanting to do something here. So, this is Cal Eastwood. He's Clint Eastwood's son, and he's into the jazz scene. You're listening to Word Sexy Radio, the talk show with pizzazz and for the grown and sexy. So what is your opinion on that subject? Why do men want a freak? I think that they're intrigued with having someone who will do all the things that they wish and want. I think it's it intrigues them and turns them on, but for some simple reason or some fact, it seems that when it's time to marry a woman that has all those skills, they get scared, and they think that maybe it's she's doing this to me. Who else is she doing this to? Which shouldn't really even matter. You know, she's with you right now, so what does it matter? It shouldn't even make a difference. You know, you should be happy that you got a woman that's going to do those things for you. And vice versa. You know, I just don't get it sometimes why a lot of men feel that way. You know, talking to some of my brothers out there, they laugh about it, but it's really hard for them. You know, they just don't seem to understand that when they got something good. And then what gets me, when they get it or don't have it at home, it's like they go out and look for it. Doesn't make sense, does it? But that's what happens. You know, they get out there and they find someone that'll do it, and, you know, they're like, yeah, this is it. You know, it's kind of strange. Kind of strange. But that's the way it is. That's the way it is. So, any callers out there want to talk? Want to give me a little bit of incentive here? Call in. 347-215-8539. Love to hear from you. And we can talk about it. Well, let me see. I know that I love to write. I love to bring my story to life. I love having people come to me and tell me that they really enjoy what they've read and how vivid the explanation is of the scenes and that they feel like they're actually there. That is what I try to do. That is what I want to do. How I try to get to my audience where they can actually feel like they're either the person or they feel like they're standing on the outside looking in. That's the goal. That's what I try to do. We try to get that. So. Yep. We're sexy. How do we get this started? Just one day I felt like after I was reading other authors that are out there with their great works, I felt like, you know, I can do this too. So I decided to put down my book, and I decided to pick up the PC and started typing. And it's been going on ever since. That's 3 years ago. So here we are now. Maybe this subject is a little bit too rough for someone. Nobody's calling in. Maybe it's a little too tough for them. But I think that the whole thing with man wanting a freak is the fact that he's intrigued with knowing that he can get that and then turn away from it after. You know, it's just one of those things. You know, what about a woman? How does she feel about a man that is a freak? Does she think that he's been with everyone? Or does it matter? I don't know. To me, it wouldn't matter if a woman has skills. You know, it just means that she cares about what she's doing. But you got some people out there that try to judge that, and I think that's not good. You know, it's just one of those, you know, the way society is in the United States, it's a little messed up with when a woman does it. It's like she's this big hoe, and then when a man does it, it's like you pat him on the back. So, you know, it's just kind of messed up. So we understand why a lot of women, you know, may keep themselves in the closet or whatever they do. Or there are some that just don't care, which I don't care. I would say be yourself. So that's what I would do. You know, whatever it is that you feel that it, you need to do, that's what you should do. So I think that it's how it should be. Enjoying yourself, enjoying your thing, being happy with yourself. That's the way it works. But I enjoy it. Like I said, I enjoy bringing my work to you where you can enjoy it, and hopefully you can it will bring you closer to your mate or have you find your own self sexually. You know, those things we do. We try. And I think with African Americans and everyone, there's always this thing of keeping it under. I remember when I was over in overseas in Germany, there were places there that sexuality is open, and it's wide open, which we would say is bad here, but that's their custom and cultures. But the thing about it is, by them being wide open the way they are, it's open to the fact that they have less rape. You know, they have nudity on their commercials, on their billboards, so people are used to seeing that. Whereas here, it's taboo in the United States, and you have more rape, you have more of sex crimes and those type of things going on because people try to keep sex as a taboo or something that is under hush-hush. And when we do that, it kind of gives us, you know, a bad way that we look at everybody else in a down way. You know, we're not right just because we're in the United States, even though we may think we are sometimes. But I think that these countries have their way of doing things, and they do what they need to do. But I just like to be free in my own thing. So that's why I try to be free in my writing and live some of the dreams in them. A lot of people ask me, how much of it is me? And it doesn't really matter of it how much is me. It's just the thing of what it is that helps you to get forward, to go forward. I think some of it is me, some of it isn't. Some of it's made up, but it's up to you to try to figure it out, and I don't want you to know what's really me and what's not. So the stories are intriguing and full of twists and drama, and I tell you, the Closet Freak is definitely going to do that. It's definitely going to give you that twist and drama that you're looking for, as well as the memoirs of a Creole crime cartel. So hopefully you all will get a chance to read the books and see what they're all about. I would definitely like to see that, you know, and get that going. So I see there's a caller on the line. Hello, caller. Who am I speaking with? Well, we'll just keep going. I think that caller is not there, but they may be just listening. Like I said, this is Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we're just bringing it one way we can bring it, and that's to give you what we know. Like I said, the subject tonight is why do men want a freak in a bed but don't want to marry one? It'd be great to find that answer out. We'd like to definitely find out what it is, why men feel that way, and what is, you know, what makes them do that. You know, it's not right. So, is my caller there? You're on the air. Okay. Might be some tech difficulties going here. I don't seem to be hearing what they're saying. There you go. I now hear you. Hello? Who's there? Okay, well, they decided they didn't want to, but okay. Now, like I said, the subject. Why do you want a freak in the bed but don't want to marry one? Come on, man, tell me the reason. I need to know why. What is it? What makes you want all this fantastic sex in the beginning? But then when it's time to take the girl home to your mother, you want her to be this lady who is holier than thou and don't do anything. So, can we get that answer? It'd be nice to know the answer to that. So, is there? I hear someone there. Who is it? Can you speak to me?
Hello.
Or you just want to? Yeah, hello. How you doing? What's your name? Hello, caller. Okay, the caller is there, but they're having problems. Like I said, I just really would like to know the answer to this, because there's a lot of men and women out there that would like to know. How you doing there? Can I get you? Okay, the caller's gone. Okay. It'd be good to know the answer to this, because I, for a long time, wanted to know what it is that makes men want to, you know, do this. I mean, I'm a man, and I've even thought that way for a while, you know, but then I realized that, you know, everybody has a chance to do what they want to do. You know, they just want to do what they need to do. So, and it's just one of those things, you know. If anybody else wants to call in, we got a little bit of time left. It's 347-215-8539. That's Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Okay. How you doing, caller? Can you hear me? Okay. There's something going on here with the system. Well, we'll just keep, how you doing? Okay, every time he tries to talk, seems like it cuts him off. Anyway, as I said, you know, we're going to keep this going every week. So, you know, this is the first show. It's a little off today, but it'll get better. Just give me a chance. I promise you that the Word Sex Radio being launched tonight, you know, we'll definitely do what we need to do. I see there's another caller. You're on the air, caller.
Hello.
Caller, you're on the air. Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, what's your name?
I'm D.
D, how you doing? This is Red Snapper. And the question tonight, as you know, is why do men want to freak in the bed but don't want to marry one? Can you enlighten me on that? Can you give me a little bit of explanation on why you think that is?
Well, I don't think that men do not want to marry a freak. They just don't want the
Well, what do you think it is?
They don't want to bring one home.
Well, what, why?
They prefer to keep their private sexual encounters with their partner.
Okay, but see, that's kind of contradictory, because if it's that way, then why would he not, when he finds that one that gives him all those things, he can take her home? Is he worried that she's going to go out and do everybody else the way she does him? Is that, could that be the reason that he may not want to marry one? Are you still there, caller?
Yeah, I'm still there. I do think he does want to still marry her, but he doesn't want her out. It's much how you explain in your books, and that a lot of the encounters are done, are not done out in the open. They're done within they're held within the private life of the characters.
I see. So he's looking for a closet freak. That's what I'm writing next. That's the next book I'm writing right now, Closet Freak, which will be out at the end of this year. Yes. So a man is. Does he feel like that if he has a woman that's doing those things that it's that he just can't handle her, or is it because you know, when he goes and gets this woman that doesn't do this and he marries her, then he goes out and looks for a freak. So. What I just don't understand. I mean, I being a man myself, I have seen that situation. So I was just wondering, you know, why do they label the woman that way?
Well, you know, if I can play devil's advocate, I believe the men also, they get bored when they do not go after what they want. I believe that any man. They want the lady in the street and the freak in the bed, or a wife.
Well, that's something, I tell you. So what do they want their wife to do then if they don't want her to be a freak? What do they want her to do?
Want her to be a freak, just not a freak with everybody.
So you think if you marry a girl that you found out there that was a freak, you think that she's going to be a freak with everybody when you marry her? Is that what they're scared of? I am trying to figure that out. Could that be it?
Well, it could be that, and also could be that men get bored whether they marry a freak or not.
So you think it's just in the nature of the man to go out and look for someone because they're the freak instead of the woman being the freak. Okay.
Absolutely.
That sounds a little strange, but that's probably true, and you've heard it here on Word Sexy Radio, like I said. Is there anyone else out there that would dare to try to answer the question, why do men want a freak in their bed but don't want to marry one? I think that's a question that definitely needs to be answered by a woman. If I can get a woman to call in, 347-215-8539, I would love to hear the woman's side of the story, just so we can see what it is that intrigues a man to get the freak, and then when he's time to marry, he drops her like it's hot. And I appreciate you calling in, caller. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Are you still there, caller?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say or anything else you want to add to that?
No, I believe it's a very good question that needs to be asked and can be addressed in so many different ways.
Yeah, you're right. And and like I said, Word Sexy Radio is going to bring a lot of that. We're going to have other questions as we go every Monday from 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you're definitely welcome to call back again and definitely bring your thoughts to the question. I was hoping that we can get more. And like I said, if we can get a lady to call in, we got a little bit of time left. Just get a woman to call in, 347-215-8539. Don't be scared. The men called in. Now let's see if we can get a woman to call in. Don't be shy. We want to see what it is. Why do men want a freak in the bed but don't want to marry one? We definitely want to know that answer. So, caller, let me ask you. Are you married, caller? Caller, are you still there?
No, I'm not married.
Okay, so you're one of those guys that's out there looking for this freak then?
Absolutely.
Okay. So when you find her and you fall in love with her, what are you going to do? You're going to just drop her because she does all the things that you like? To get a woman that doesn't do what you like? I just don't understand that. Can you explain?
No, I'm going to do as I said previously. I may be a different type of man in terms of if I find a freak that satisfies me, and of course I know I can satisfy her, and we can keep our endeavors private.
You want to keep it private, yes. So do you, or is it that you're worried that the girl, if she's a freak, that she's going to tell everybody that she's been with you?
No.
Okay, so I'm still trying to get an answer to the question.
In terms of my sexual encounters, I leave that within the confines of my relationships.
Okay.
That is not something I bring out with family members or friends.
Okay. Well, I see there's another caller. Who is this? Second caller, are you there? Okay. Like I said, this is the first show, so we've been having a few difficulties. But there are, the callers have been trying to get in and to answer this question. And I definitely want to get a woman's point of view on this. Like I said, the question again, why do men want a freak in the bed but don't want to marry one? I think it's a very good question. I think it's something that we can definitely go over. And we only got a few minutes left. Second caller, can I please get a word from you before we have to go off?
Yes.
Are you still there?
Good evening. Yeah, I'm here.
Can you give me your name, please?
George.
Okay, George. Can you explain, we only got a couple of minutes, why do men want a freak in bed but don't want to marry one? Can you give me that answer?
I think it probably has more to do with the fact that, when you think about a freak, the things that you tend to want sexually, you don't usually want to have the woman that you're going to be with and call your wife do a lot of the things that you would hope that a freak would do for you.
that sounds good, but what happens when you get a wife that doesn't do that and you go out and you look for a freak? I just don't understand why you can't have that in both your wife and your that way you don't have to run out there.
Well, it's probably because I think men tend to respect their wives a whole lot more than they respect the freak in their life, and the freak fulfills that sexual need for them, but doesn't fulfill the love need, and when you start thinking about the freak in your life, the thing that you're not thinking about is the love in your life.
There you go. Well, George, I want to thank you, and I want to thank Dee that was on also. We only got about 57 seconds left. But like I said, Word Sexy Radio will be on every Monday at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, and I'm your host, Red Snapper. You can definitely call in anytime you feel like you need to, and we can talk about any subject you want. And I appreciate you guys. The men showed up tonight. The women didn't. I guess they couldn't handle it, but we know why we want freaks in the bed, so we're going to keep that up. So anybody got any last words before I sign off?
Hey, man, I just want to congratulate you on getting on the air, and, you 2010 is going to be a big year for you.
I appreciate it. I thank you very much. And the first caller, are you still there?
Yes, I also want to extend my congratulations to you and your continued success in all of your books.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it because, like I said, I got three coming at you this year. We got one called Contagious Lust coming at you at the end of the month. In the summer, we got Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel. And at the end of the year, Closet Freak. So stay tuned and look for them. And I'll see you next week.
Take care.
Hold on, callers. Don't leave. All right. Okay, the show is not streaming no more. I appreciate my frat coming in. All right, guys. Y'all still there?